This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is in Japan and is downplaying recent North Korean missile tests, tweeting from Tokyo that they're not a concern for him, even though they are for his hosts. Trump said on Twitter, North Korea fired off some small weapons which disturbed some of my people and others, but not me. That message appears to contradict his national security adviser John Bolton, who told reporters Saturday the short-range missile tests were a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Trump said on Sunday he has confidence that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will keep his promise to me. The president is playing golf with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and will later attend a sumo tournament to present the President's Cup to the winning wrestler. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in on Saturday, promising to create jobs and to tackle deep-rooted corruption. The trade unionist-turned-businessman took the presidential oath before tens of thousands in a rugby stadium in Pretoria. He told the crowd that change will be difficult, but will be worth it.
The road ahead will be difficult and hard. We will have to use our courage, our wisdom, and perseverance to achieve this South Africa of our dreams.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress Party, or ANC, clinched a 57.5% majority at the elections earlier this month. However, the ANC's majority was down from 62% in 2014, as voters seemingly turned against the ruling party due to revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. This is VOA News. Reports from Nigeria say Islamist insurgents killed at least 25 soldiers and a number of civilians in an ambush in northeastern Nigeria Saturday morning. It was the second deadly attack on the Nigerian army this week. Militants opened fire as the soldiers were escorting a group of evacuees from a village in Borno State, where Boko Haram and other militants have been fighting for a decade. Pope Francis said Saturday that abortion can never be condoned, even when the fetus is gravely sick or even likely to die. As AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports, the pontiff urged doctors and priests to support families to carry such pregnancies to term.
Speaking to a Vatican-sponsored anti-abortion conference, Francis said the opposition to abortion isn't a religious issue, but a human one. Is it licit to throw away a life to resolve a problem, he asked. Is it licit to hire a hitman to resolve a problem? Francis denounced decisions to abort based on prenatal testing, saying a human being is never incompatible with life. Even those babies destined to die at birth or soon thereafter deserve to receive medical care in the womb, Francis said, adding that the parents need to be supported so they don't feel isolated and afraid. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A United Nations tribunal has ordered Russia to immediately release three Ukrainian naval ships and two dozen sailors who were captured in a confrontation off the Crimean Peninsula last year. The seizures occurred during a November 25th confrontation in the Kerch Strait, which separates Crimea from mainland Russia. It was the first open military clash between Russia and Ukraine since Moscow's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula, which is generally regarded as an illegal action. Ukraine's president has asked Russia to obey the court order. Russia said that the court had no jurisdiction in the case. Representatives of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido have returned to Norway for a mediation effort to solve the crisis in the South American country. Norway said it will facilitate discussions next week in Oslo, in an indication that the negotiation track is gaining momentum after months of escalating tension between Maduro and Guaido, the U.S.-backed opposition leader. And so-called yellow vest protests continued for a 28th straight week Saturday in France, with police and protesters clashing in the town of Amiens. Police in Amiens fired tear gas at demonstrators after the protesters threw rocks, attacked local bank branches, and set garbage bins on fire. At least 27 people were arrested. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.